Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up? Welcome to Sankofa Radio, where we travel through the past before we stop here in the present on our journey into the future. I'm your host, Ascari Donso. And tonight, man, we're going to talk about the criminalization of the Nation of Gods and Earth in prison, man. But before I do that, you know, it's customary. I start every show with a dedication. Tonight, man, I want to dedicate this show, man, to Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin. Shout out to the queen, man. Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin, she was an activist. She was a civil rights leader, a suffragist. She was the first black woman to publish a major newspaper in the United States. The name of the paper was Woman's Earth. And she published it between 1890 and 1897. And she's known for a real controversial situation known as the Ruffin Incident. What happened was, back in the 1900, early 1900, it was a group of women known as the General Federation of Women. And they came together, and it was groups from all over the country. And Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin had started a club called New Era's Club. And what it was is they were trying to get women the same access to suffrage as black men had and white men had. And they wouldn't allow Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin and her group, the New Era's Club, to enter the Federation because they were black. And so Josephine St. Pierre Ruffin, who was actually also a member of a white club called the New England's Women's Club, could have been seated. But she was like, I ain't going to be seated if y'all ain't going to allow members of the New Era's Club to be seated also. And so it became, you know, a nationally known incident, and they titled it the Ruffin Incident. So she stood up for the rights of black women. She encouraged black women to be involved in African-American issues, even though they were being repressed at the highest level of American society at the time. So, dealing with tonight's episode, man, the criminalization of the Nation of Gods and Earths in prison, my main man, Shy Boogie, is going to deal with us tonight. I've been knowing his brother for a long time, powerful brother, real strong brother. He's a member of the Nation of Gods and Earths. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the repression, some of the things you deal with in the VADOC when you have this label on you. My man, Shy, is you there, bro? Shy hasn't joined us yet. But, yo, Shy.
I'm here.
My man, what's up, bro? Okay. Sure indeed.
We, what's up? I enjoyed the dedication and everything, man. So, I'm here. We here.
My man. So, yeah, I was just letting the people know, man, tonight we're going to go in on exactly what y'all face. I wanted to talk to you straight up a little bit, man. Before we get too deep into this, man, tell the people what your name is, how long you've been in prison, and if you want, you know, what you're in prison for, man.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Shamont Burrell. My state number is 115-2918. And I have been, you know, the product of Virginia Department of Corrections for 21 years now. I came into the system when I was 19 years old. I'm now 40. I was convicted of murder as well as malicious wounded for an incident that took place in 1994 on Norfolk State University's campus. Yes, I was a student at a historically black college and or university, and that's where I caught this case at, being misguided.
Word.
Being young. Absolutely.
Okay. So, Troy D, man, I can relate. So, let's start with the attribute, man. What is your attribute, bro?
My attribute, within the context of the Nation of Gods and Earths, is God Quality King Shalah. And it's two ways, actually, that you can go about receiving an attribute. But first, I always like to say this. Your name is what is who you are, but your attribute speaks more so to what you are. And in this culture, or in the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, you can take on an attribute two ways. You can either take it on personally and come up with your own, or it can be bestowed upon you or given to you by the individual who is responsible for enlightening you to the ethos, if you will, of this culture.
Okay, so give me a little bit of understanding for those who don't know. What exactly is the Nation of Gods and Earth, man?
Well, the 5% Nation of Gods and Earth is a school. school of thought that is centered around a specific philosophy, as with any other school of thought. It's a way of life or a culture that emphasizes the divine aspect of man, more specifically the divine aspect of the original man or original people on this planet. And you can, when I say original, I mean all indigenous people all over the world. Our culture or this way of life stresses or emphasizes the divine aspect of these original people.
Okay. So how long have you been a member of the Nation of Gods and Earths?
I've been a member of this way of life for 18 years. Actually, December 7th, 1997 is what I consider my birth date, if you will, in this culture.
Right. Now, when you first became a member of the Nation of Gods and Earth, was y'all considered what they call now STG? And explain what STG is, man, if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. An STG stands for Security Threat Group. And what it is exactly what the term implies, a group which poses a threat or is threatening the security and or the orderly operations, if you will, of an institution, namely prison. And when I came into this way of life and way of thinking back in the mid to late 90s, that label, it wasn't as prevalent as it is now, but it was still there. And they used it even back then. And I can't find one incident or think of one incident within the past 21 years during the time that I've been incarcerated that the Virginia Department of Corrections can attribute to members of the 5% that would justify them being labeled or us being labeled as a security threat group. There's not been one incident in 21 years. So, you know, the label is a bit misapplied, if you will.
Right. And you know, I feel and agree with that. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to kind of explain some of the ways that brothers that you know, brothers that you encounter who are members of the Nation of Gods and Nerve have been victims of repression by being labeled security threat group. What's some examples, man, of some of the things you've seen?
You know, actually, you know, it was one example, one event that took place some months ago during the summer here at Buckingham. A member of ours was placed in segregation and served institutional charges for gang recruitment for striving to implement a book reading program and trying to incentivize young men around here on the compound to read a book and then complete a book report on the book. We're talking about education here. You know, this member, in his earnest desire to inspire others to read and not recruit, posted a flyer about the project, and he was placed in segregation because he put the 5% insignia on the poster, on the flyer, if you will, and that allowed them to, I guess, justify it being recruitment material. And so he was pretty much saying that, you know, the 5%, we are responsible for wanting to incentivize young men to read. We're claiming responsibility for that. However, it was not a recruitment tool in no shape, form, or fashion. I don't see the criminal element in trying to promote an individual to read. It wasn't a book of anti-government sentiments. It was any book of his or her choice or his choice. And all that we was asking was that a book report be done on it, you know, to encourage individuals to, you know, utilize their critical thinking and just expand, you know, their knowledge base and to just learn more and become more and become better. And, you know, so, you know, they actually vilified this member. They put him in the hole, like I said, and they, you know, they wrote, in my opinion, bogus charges. He came from under it, however, but that did not stop those actions from taking place, nor did it remove the charge or the charges that he received. So, you know, and then there's been instances in the past where literature has been confiscated, different publications have been banned, and even classifying individuals as gang members and making that be a tag or a permanent part of their institutional record. So, you know, needless to say, it's been a fight. It's been a fight.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, too, because, you know, some of my best friends, man, in the nation, you know what I'm saying, that could be a test to you, too, man. And one thing I've noticed is how once guys get labeled, just talking to dudes, you know what I'm saying, can get them hit with the tag recruitment. I seen a dude get sent to Red Onion for that. So I feel you on that, man. So my question would be now, with all that understood, why do you feel like DOC doing this? Like, why do they have this desire to classify the NGE as a threat group?
I think it's a number of reasons. I do think there are three main ones, though. For one, I think the terms that we use, our rhetoric, if you will, or the narrative that we speak, it might be somewhat inflammatory. However, it's not criminal. You know, we may use certain terms that may make a portion or a population of people uncomfortable with our word usage or like I said, our narrative that we may use. However, you know, I always thought that irrespective of how you feel about what's being said, I am allowed to say what I want to say. I'm not rebel rousing, if you will, or I'm not trying to inflame the government or anything like that. So, for one, I think it's just the rhetoric that we use. Number two, you know, we don't classify ourselves as a religion, per se. And therefore, it's hard for First Amendment protections, I guess, to get applied, you know, because, you know, the First Amendment states that, you know, that the government is not going to establish any laws with the respect of religion. Or the respect of establishing a religion. So when we don't necessarily prescribe to the term religion and the definition as is being understood in this day and time, so that kind of like puts us in a group or in a fringe type of group, if you will, and so we don't receive any protection from that. And thirdly, I think we don't necessarily have a centralized leader, a teacher, or a guide, though we always honor and acknowledge our founding father and his companions. We were also instructed that every person is a leader of himself or herself as well. So because we don't have a centralized leader and because we don't acknowledge ourselves as a religion by definition per se and aspects of our rhetoric or the language that we use, I believe, are reasons to justify us being labeled as a security threat group. But none of those things actually pose a threat to security. You know, that would be my argument.
I'm feeling that. So, I remember a time when Nation of Guns and Nerves used to have classes, used to get the paper. And since then, a lot of those things have been taken. Some of y'all books by some of y'all authors have been put on the banned book list, which we know is the census. We running out of time. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to pick this up in a part two sometime. But I want to leave you, Sean, with the last word, man. Is there anything that you want to say to the people, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Being that, you know, this was 5% was the focus of this discussion, I want individuals to take it upon themselves to research. You know, this is the information age. Everything is at your fingertips. You can log on to various sites. Just Google the term "Nation of Gods and Earths."
We on our last 10 seconds. I don't mean to cut your wisdom, so I'm gonna give you part two. We gonna do this. Remember, everybody, the first step forward is going back to tradition. Yo, Shy, thank you so much for participating. We gonna do it again, bro. Your hoo-hoo to everybody out there. Much love, man. Hotel.